Please enter your account code.
Yes, this is Ron Housewell, the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah, Ron, thanks for calling.
I have you on speakerphone, and the entire, almost the entire Board of Equalization is here, and that includes the county assessor and county clerk. We have your current appraisal as provided through the assessor's office in front of us, and I believe we have paperwork that's been provided.
You have it.
To us.
Which is the pictures that we provided. And I also have Doug and Mark with me from my office.
I wrote the phone number on it.
So you guys do have those pictures that were sent over?
Yeah. Yes, we do. Matter of fact, we have those on the screen right now. We're reviewing them, and we're ready to begin when you are, sir.
Okay, so the property was recently acquired towards the end of last year by Mercy Hospital, and I'm sure you know that they're intending to put a gorgeous facility there, hopefully in the near future. And right now, the building is under demolition. And I didn't realize at the time when I sent in the valuation, I thought it was both buildings, but it's actually just one right now until the theater closes down. So I was hoping to get at least partially down to land cost because of the demo.
Well, I will defer to the assessor, but if I'm not mistaken, properties in the state of Missouri are assessed based upon their valuation January 1 of the existing year that you're discussing. James, am I wrong?
Right. There's not a residual value left in the tangible structure. The structure itself is more of a detriment to the land than the land without the structure.
Did
the demolition costs.
Yeah, did that affect the value when you purchased it? We as the Board of Equalization have to determine value.
Sure.
Was that detriment there at the time of purchase? Did you mark so much off for the demolition of that building? Of the purchase cost?
When it was purchased, it was empty. It used to be a hotel or motel. And it was vacant at that time and not in good condition.
Okay. The purchase price, do you have what the purchase price was with that demolition needed?
I do not have either the demo price or the purchase price. I can get that, but I don't have it here. I would need to talk to Mercy. They never provided it.
We're trying to come up with market value, and market value is the purchase price of a piece of property, I understand, according to statute. And that's what I was kind of wondering about, if you could show that it was a detriment to the cost of what you had to pay to have that structure on there the way it was. I mean, did they deduct $500,000 from $3 million?
The base market value is $1,000,000. I'm trying to figure out your range. You're talking about $1,000,000. Yeah. Where are you guys? I'm sorry.
Probably half million dollar demolition project.
Yeah, it's a pretty major demo project, but I don't know. You know, I don't know what they paid, so I can try to get both of those, but I don't have them now. I'm guessing they have both those numbers.
Well, that would be important to this board to know what those numbers were. There's one other thing. In the state of Missouri, it's like the horrible tornado that came through on February 29th on Leap Day Tornado. We couldn't give any relief to those property owners that year. We had to wait till this year, as of January 1, to give relief on commercial property. On residential property in the state of Missouri, we can give that relief at a prorated basis.
Correct. Yeah, I think you're going to appreciate the new facility, though, once it gets in.
Oh, I'm sure we will. It's a wonderful, wonderful facility. But if you could come up with those two numbers, it would make our job a lot easier on determining what the value of that piece of property is.
James, I have a question for you real quick. Over the course of the last few years, the one building has obviously been closed.
Right.
Has it been, just a second, I'm talking to the assessor, and then I'll get right back to you, sir.
Okay, sorry.
So, has the assessment diminished over that period of time it's been closed, or has it stayed?
The BOE has actually diminished. Mr. C.L. Carr came in on occasion and asked for on two different occasions, came in and asked for a relief on the building. And at that time, it seemed satisfactory to him that whatever the BOE did to those buildings.
Okay. So what you're saying is, over the course of the last few years, previous owner had come in and has asked for that to be lowered. It was lowered.
Yes.
Okay. If I'm looking at your request properly, you're asking that the overall valuation, the appraised value, be lowered to a little over $1.1 million, correct?
Actually, yeah, down to land. And it could be a little higher than that because I didn't realize that the building next to it was still partially operated.
That's all the questions I had, is on what the value of the property was before demolition.
Well, I will get that information, hopefully, as far as I can get from Mercy, and in the next day or so, and send it out there.
He said he would be sending the information in a day or two, if he could get it.
I tell you, the board, sir, is going to meet the next few days, and the county clerk is sitting here. We will reschedule, if that's all right with the board and with all involved, and we will chat with you again. If you have anything additional to say regarding this property, let's go through it at that time, because we're hopeful to make decisions on all these properties at the conclusion of BOE. I see that, now that I'm looking at this, that your request was to bring it down to what the assessor had the land value on at least.
Correct.
At least what he had it appraised at. And,
correct.
I think everyone sitting here is familiar with the property. And knows the property, knows the history of the property, and knows where the property's headed. But we will certainly take a look at this and any additional information that you can send us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We appreciate your help. You already have the address because you've sent information before, correct?
Yeah, I have the
address. That'd be the county clerk's office.
Okay, that's the same address I sent to before, right?
Yes.
It's the fax.
Okay, perfect.
If you would like to fax information, I can give you her fax number.
Oh, the email's fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Gentlemen, have a good day.
Last year.
For an overvaluation? Yes.
According to my records, it was not given the decrease.
What's the 88.4 down to 77.1?
That was in 2011.
Okay.
That was not a BOE.
Well, that was lowered because of his coming in saying they'd stole the air conditioners and different things. I apologize for saying it's BOE. It was lowered. He came in and talked to this BOE.
That was last year, and but it was not lowered.
We didn't make it.
Because I'd already lowered the 100,000. Okay.
If I remember right, he was arguing about the tornado damage, and he was told then that he couldn't, because it was a commercial property, we couldn't get that. It was only for residential.
I don't think it hit the branch name. It looked like it.
Yeah. But I do remember. I remember us.
Building.
Yeah, he's about a mile away.
I remember us telling commercial properties that.
That we couldn't do those.
Right.
So it was 717, and now it's at 914. Is that right? Did I look at it wrong?
Yeah, it was increased.
Yeah, it was increased for this year.
They picked up the theater and stuff. There's where it changed per BOE. I mean, we don't put change per BOE if...
When?
Right there. It says, it doesn't have the year, but it just says change improvement value per BOE. They first stole all the kitchen out of it. If you remember, they kept the kitchen open. They had a real pretty good Chinese restaurant there, and everybody would go over.
Quico had that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, whenever they lost the lease to the restaurant, they came in and stole all the restaurant stuff, the coolers, the... And then the next time they come back and had the big stealing, they stole all the wiring. And that's when it was lowered to the 771.
Raised it because they added a theater?
Yeah, a good theater that's still singing every day.
Okay.
What's the name of that?
Oak Ridge Boys?
Is it the old Oak Ridge? It is the old Oak Ridge
Boys.
Okay. Well, I'm showing that we have two held. That would be Mr. Pennell's and this Crow, K-R-O-H-E. And the Mercy. I set you on that first.
What time did we start tomorrow, Donna?
Unfortunately, 8 o'clock.
Oh. It wasn't a good set those times, Donna. Would you speak
before?
Oh, was that you?
No. That would have been the commission.
Why is the name Richard and Sarah Cooper from the ORD? We got them for something. Coopers.
I'm sorry, what?
Coopers in the morning, first thing, Cooper.
Oh. Yes. Richard and Sarah. It's a teleconference.
It just seems...
I don't.
We had a Cooper today, didn't we?
That's what I'm thinking.
Who was it on? Mill Creek?
This is Francis Miller.
What's Rick Wall?
I believe they came last
year. Out at the park. He used to be. That's all Mill Creek. Well, maybe this is a different. There was a Rick Watson out at Point that had a
did you want to
house
discuss?
Out there. And I understand he put the floor, but he had his house up for sale.
What'd you say?
I don't know if this is the same
Watson. Saying, yeah,
Watson.
Oh.
I
don't know. I might have to trade off.
Ron, did you want to reschedule the Senate to discuss Chuck Pennell's?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I
want Danny to be here.
Actually, I'd like to hear from the hospital as well.
Did we ever get anything back from the state?
Yes, she
yes,
did.
I did.
Would you like to read that letter?
Yeah,
no,
read it. I want to hear
read
it.
You can read it. I emailed it to you.
You did?
No, I emailed it to the...
You have a email to do that.
Oh, gosh. You're going to read it?
No.
What if I delete it?
Did you look at your deletions?
I can't get away with anything. This is from Marie Monahan. She chief appraiser up there? Or how does that work?
She's an attorney.
She's
okay,
a counsel.
She's an attorney. Okay. The State Tax Commission has power of original assessment of any assessing officer on January 1st. James Strahan is your assessing officer, and Chuck Pennell has no authority over the assessments at this time. And then she talks, if you have any situation where you don't have a quorum of the BOE, or members want to disqualify themselves, then the case can go on to the State Tax Commission. Then she lists 138.420, subsection 1, as
the whole plethora of things, right?
Statute. Yeah, it talks about all the different things that they have authority over and when they have the authority. So basically, if they decided to do something later on, we would get a notice and we would adjust the tax book, just like we do for any other hearing that they have.
In fairness to Mr. Pennell, this board is not going to take any action. Certainly, we need to do that in a timely fashion so that he has the ability to take it before the state, and the state can render their decision regarding his property. If not, then certainly we need to let Chuck know we want to do that.
As of now, I'm holding it. Do you want me to reschedule
let's,
to let's, discuss
let's
that?
Let's wait until the five of us can talk and then
okay.
We'll dance here. For example, I don't believe you're getting here for the first couple of hours of the morning.
Right. Right.
Sleeping in?
Are you both going to be here?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Let's see. Are we still on? Mm-hmm. I was going to be here for you. Let's stand in recess till 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yay.